So we just received a very large load of native yuccas. Now, we don't grow a lot of cacti up here at this higher elevations. Now, saguaros were just past where they grow. We grow two, well, maybe three. We grow choyas or teddy bear cactus or jumping cactus, and we grow apuntia or prickly pear cactus, a lot of different varieties. But other than that, we don't grow that many. We really grow very nice agaves and yuccas, those two. So agaves, that's the century plant. That's the one that grows about one. The rumor is once every 100 years, it blooms and has this huge stalk that grows up 15 feet up in the sky, a great pollinator, and then it falls over and spreads and seeds itself, you know, 15 feet over there from the flower. So that's century plant, blooms every, in your backyard. Okay, it's probably going to bloom, once every 20 years, but if it's because you're caring for it. But in the wild, once every 100 years, that's the name century plant or agave. There's three or four varieties that are very hardy. They're very beautiful that grow here, they winter over. Then there's yuccas. There's a lot more varieties of yuccas that grow here. So, and there's three basic, most popular varieties. I thought I'd share the three, and there's more. Do your homework or come in and see us. We can show you all the varieties. They come in gold colors and cream colors and greens. And they've got red flowers and yellow flowers and white flowers. They're just all pink flowers. They're all over the place. But the three main variations. So red yucca, number one seller. It gets up about, the foliage is knee high or so. And the flowers hover above that about, grow up to about four feet, so about hip high. So the flowers hover above the foliage, and they're red. Hummingbirds just love them. They just think that's why they're so popular. Animals don't seem to eat them. Low water. They take our wind, our sun. They just have a lot going on for them. And so it's been around for a lot of years. Now, we're trying to get better reds. So it used to be, 20 years ago, they had kind of a pinky red. Or muted red. It wasn't true red. We're trying to go, people want real red. Let's try to get red. So we've been developing that. And now there's a new yellow variety. So it's got a sunflower color. Same plant, is blonde or redhead. Which one you want? That's the difference. The plant is the plant. Same plant. Spiky. It looks like a grass almost. It's evergreen. And the only maintenance you do with yuccas is in the winter, you cut back the flower stalk. That's it. You don't cut the foliage or do anything else. Sometimes you might clean up the foliage at the bottom as it touches the ground, has some dead leaves, but really, you don't really prune on it. It's very easy care. There is a variation of that, two of them. One is called the giant yucca. It's that same plant on steroids. It gets head high. I mean, it's not just knee high. We're talking, it is substantially larger. And so it's perfect for up against fence lines, that corner of the yard. You want an accent piece in the middle of that flower bed, that garden bed, that native cactus garden. That's the giant yucca. So it's got the same plant. The foliage gets probably chest high, and the flower goes to head high and above that. It's just magnificent. I mean, it's really got some structure to it. It's amazing. Same hardiness, same wind, same sun, same, just bigger. And then we got the opposite. We've got what's called brake light yucca, which is a dwarf variety of the red yucca. So it's for containers and raised beds and smaller spaces. And the true color of the flower is like a brake light. Thus the name brake light yuccas. It's a dwarf. Gets maybe the foliage is maybe a foot high, if that. Just above ankle high. Then the flowers hover above that. So maybe 18 inches with intense bright, bright red flowers. So you've got miniatures, you've got your standard red yucca, and then you've got your giant red yucca. And they're all three companions. If you want to really mix it up and be like, I am a gardener, I know what to do, plant one of each. Now you get the stair step or birthday cake effect. Got a big one, medium one, small one. You just kind of wrap it around and it just looks like you've got your design style going on. So lots and lots of natives here at the garden center. There's soft leaf yucca. I could go on and on. You can mix those in with your agaves or century plants. Another name for a century plant is artichoke agave, because as it matures, it looks like a giant, I mean, like huge artichoke, has that shape to it. Very striking, very pretty. And so these are plants you kind of plant in the yard. I don't know if I would even put them on a drip system. I think you could just water them by hand, get them started, and they would thrive on their own from that point forward. What I generally do is I'll put them on the, on the drip system, or the allergies are kicking up, on the drip system. And then as soon as they're up to size, the size I want, I bend back that irrigation and I don't water it anymore. Just let it go on its own. So a little fertilizer, bring out the color of the flowers, but that's about it. Okay, that's it on Yucca's quick lesson. Went deep. Got more with Lisa Waters Lane coming in with her segment right after this.